This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. House Democrats continue working to prepare a subpoena that will be sent to the White House Friday, unless documents about Ukraine are provided before then. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
House Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings is telling committee members the drastic step of a subpoena is needed because the White House has ignored multiple requests for information, and the whistleblower complaint provided urgent warnings that evidence could be lost. The subpoena will be directed toward Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, requesting 13 batches of documents related to the July conversation between President Trump and the President of Ukraine surrounding dirt on Joe Biden. President Trump tweeted his thoughts using an expletive to show he feels the investigation is bogus. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The United States has won a record $7.5 billion award over illegal European Union subsidies to airline builder Airbus. This is the largest arbitration award the World Trade Organization has ever handed out to a complaining party. As a part of the penalty against the EU, the United States will start imposing stiff tariffs on a wide range of European goods exported to the U.S. starting October 18th. During a White House press conference with the president of Finland, whose exports would be affected by the tariffs, President Trump called the WTO decision a big win for the United States, saying the WTO wanted to make sure that he's happy. The WTO used this decision to its final and cannot be appealed. But the EU issued a statement from Brussels saying if the U.S. decides to impose WTO-authorized countermeasures, it will be pushing the EU into a situation where